Telemachus, did you empty the weapons from the locker and hide them?
All hidden out of harm's way.
Remember, do nothing until I give the signal. The timing is everything.
Telemachus, no hard feelings, eh? You're not losing a mother, you're getting a stepfather.
A thought that hadn't escaped me, Eurymachus.
Don't look so worried. We won't be too hard on you. But if I'm the chosen one, you'll have to be sent abroad. Some island with only wolves and bears for company. Toughen you up.
It's what his father would have wanted.
Exactly. And we must do right by the father if we're to step into his boots. Slip between his sheets. So don't think we'll neglect you, Telemachus. On the contrary. What say you, Amphinomus?
I won't goad the son of the woman I want to marry. But I've got to admit to feeling excited and even giddy. Let it happen. I've got a lucky feeling about this day.
The Queen will address you.
The Queen will address you.
What?
When you're quite ready.
Your gifts are stacked high in the lobby. They are duly noted. But I won't be bought by material goods alone.
Oh, what's this, more time wasting?
Let her finish.
A contest.
What?
Eumaeus, raise the weapon for all to see. This was my husband's bow, a gift from Iphitos. He didn't carry it into war, but left it here in his house. Surely you didn't think I'd marry for money alone. Throw myself at the man with the deepest pockets, or the widest fields, or the greatest flocks to his name? The man who takes my husband's place must be strong. Strong enough to lace this heavy bow, and steady enough to lift it. Take aim. Let an arrow pass between those 12 axe shafts. Look, planted in line for the occasion. And brave. Steely enough to contemplate failure. So, who here has the courage?
This wasn't the plan. This wasn't what we expected.
Spontaneity never was your strong point, was it?
You little runt.
Well, you, Antinous. Nothing to say for a change. Maybe you haven't got what it takes. Maybe you don't have the nerve, the guts, the balls.
This is an unexpected turn of events.
Look at him, blown over by a little change in the breeze. Not fit to marry one of my pigs.
You keep your mouth closed, swineherd!
None of you? No? Then I'll lace it myself. Well, why not? You miss, pass me the bow.
It proves nothing.
Spoken like a true coward.
Yeah, well, so what will you do if you win, eh? Marry your own mother?
Lead her away from you, rabble. Look, it already bends.
You give yourself an accident, Telemachus.
Gives to my strength. It gives. Gives.
They say a bow like this only yields to its true owner.
An inch more. Just an inch more.
No, Telemachus.
Hard luck for Telemachus. At least you made the effort. Your father would have been proud of you, just as I am.
Move aside.
You, Amphinomus. What's this sudden rush of blood to the head?
Let me have the next attempt. I see how it's done. Now I'll string the bow and fire through those axes. Oh, I can feel it. This is my moment. It's... Come on. Give to me.
Go on. Give to me.
Oh, damn you. I couldn't do... I really thought I... Now I'm ashamed of my failure.
Oh, it wasn't in the stars. You've never been lucky, Amphimonus. I told you that when we played dice.
It's not my destiny. I wonder what is then. I thought the path of my life led to this day.
Now, give it to me.
It's just not to be.
Come on, give it to me.
Go on, Eurymachus.
I feel a tide of energy.
Go on, Eurymachus.
Come on. Bend, you stubborn contraption. Bend for me. Come on, I'll break your spine. I'll break you.
Let me try.
What? Is this flea bag still in the house? I thought I had you thrown back in the gutter.
It isn't your house. You don't give the orders.
Shall I give him the bow?
Of course not. He's just a drifter, a nomarch. This is the contest of the Queen of Ithaca, not some shooting gallery at a travelling circus. Kick him outside!
Go on,
give him the bow!
This is farcical!
Give him the bow. What is there to lose? If he succeeds, I'm hardly going to marry him. But I will kit him out with clothes and a sword for his journey. And the rest of you suitors will be judged by his standards. Give him the bow.
I sanction it.
Quite rightly.
And now, Mother, go to your room.
What? I will not leave this hall until the outcome...
You will take instruction from the man of the house. I have authority over the bow. I decide, not another word. Go to your room.
Hand him the bow.
Thank you, Eumaeus. Eumaeus, do you believe in Odysseus? Are you loyal to his name?
To my dying day, to my dying breath.
Then believe in me. Look in my face. Look at Odysseus.
Master? My master? Can't be.
You'll have the proof soon enough. Go with Euryclea. Lock all the doors. Keep my wife in her room.
Well, man, this should be worth watching. More likely the bow will bend him.
Oh, yes, Antinous, you'll find this entertaining, all right. Look, the bow resists. It resists. And resists. Then, suddenly, it gives. So, I lace the length of gut. Listen, taut like an instrument. Do you hear that note? The sweet spot. The sound of power waiting to be unleashed. So much for strength. Now, steadiness. An arrow from the quiver, and I take aim. Now, the trick here is not to flinch, not to blink, not even to breathe. Then...
Oh my God. He did it! A clean shot! Not one of the axes cliffs!
It's unbelievable.
Telemachus, won't you join me on this platform?
Congratulations, stranger. You have the strength of a bull and the steadiness of a rock and a sniper's eye.
And no fluke either. Look, I'll prove it again.
Oh, don't point that thing at me, beggar man!
Oh, yes, Antinous. As you lift that glass to your lips and swallow down a gulp of wine, a moving target rises and falls in your throat. Your Adam's apple, Antinous. Let the gods guide this arrow straight to its mark. You rabid mongrels, you vermin. You thought Odysseus would never return. You fouled my house, polluted my family, scandalized my name.
Odysseus, if it's really you, spare us. It was Antinous all along. His idea, his planning and scheming that kept us here. Spare us, Odysseus. You've killed the worst of us. That can be our lesson.
No, Eurymachus. Your lesson is more painful to learn.
Well, we give you back everything we've taken. The bronze, gold, you name it. Just say the price and we'll pay out. I promise.
All the money in the world wouldn't cover it. This is the only way your debt can be settled.
Not me, Odysseus. You heard how I spoke out. I was never happy with this situation. Never comfortable.
But never as uncomfortable as now, I'll bet.
No!
Put this spear between your shoulders, mate!
You'll all die. You'll die. And you'll die. And you'll die. And when death asks you who sent you to his gate, don't forget my name. Tell him, Odysseus! Odysseus! Odysseus!